big thing is just making sure they can fix Blake Bortles, because, I mean, you can see the rise in talent on the team. Because, I mean, what you saw was that, you know, here they bring in a lot of defensive players and actually hit on them. I mean, the fact that, I mean, no, it may not have shown in the numbers of points allowed, but when you go from 24 to 6 and you look at the athletic improvement on the field, it's huge. It's significant. Because, I mean, remember, I mean, the buildup of the team on offense in 2014 and 2015, those were the main things. And so the defense, you know, you only get a certain number of draft choices. So if you put them on one unit, then you have to work on the other unit. And I think they exceeded expectations as far as the talent level, as far as what they were able to do on defense. And now it's a matter of kind of doubling back, fixing up a few more things on defense, and then making sure they can get the quarterback right.
Doug Marrone is a coach coming in there.
Yeah, I mean, what you'd like is that I think the immediate thing that he'll resolve is getting the team to run more, which is something that's been kind of missing for the last couple of years. I mean, they pick up a physical back in Chris Ivory. They have Yeldon, and I think, what was it, the combination, 237 carries? Okay, well, that needs to increase. And, of course, when you have a coach that, you know, now worked on the offensive line, you know there's going to be more of an emphasis on the run. And, of course, you know, if you have a quarterback, you know, particularly it helps in the red zone to be able to get that running going, and it also helps in, you know, making it easier for the quarterback. So I think the biggest thing that I think Marrone is going to do is bring in more efforts to try to run the football, which I think would be a good thing.
You mentioned Bortles earlier. Thoughts?
Well, I mean, he threw 35 touchdown passes, a lot of it when he was behind in year two. So there's talent there. I mean, to throw 35 touchdown passes in this league is not easy. But he's got to get better. I mean, he regressed, and the regression cost people jobs. And so now it's a matter of trying to fix the things up. And, of course, I think it's wise to stay with him because, I mean, you can see the talent's there. But it's a matter that the execution has to be there. And obviously, if the execution is not there this year, there's going to be a change in quarterbacks. Now, you know, this would be the bad year to change quarterbacks because it's not a good quarterback draft. You know, some of the free agent moves may not necessarily improve anything. You know, but this is a judgment year, and that's going to, I think, to be the thing.
Tony Boselli, Hall of Fame this week. What are your thoughts first on Tony as a player? You obviously were covering the league at the time.
Yeah, it's interesting because I'm obviously Tony's a great player. I mean, you know, and sometimes the shortness of a career can penalize somebody for getting into the Hall of Fame. And maybe because we have several candidates that are like that, that opens a big door. I mean, for example, I'm so pleased that the senior committee has Ken Easley out there because his career was basically as long as Tony Boselli's, but unfortunately his kidneys blew up and his career had to end absolutely in the prime of his career and injuries caught up. But, you know, when you have Terrell Davis out there, I mean, again, Easley doesn't affect Boselli. It's a pretty interesting battle because you have four offensive linemen in there. But I think that there is momentum building for Tony Boselli. And hopefully, again, if it doesn't happen this year, you hope it happens in the future years. But I think there's momentum building here. And we can see if he can either jump a Joe Jacoby, stay ahead of Alan Faneca or Kevin Mawai.
You just mentioned three guys, Easley, Davis, and Boselli, who clearly, had they played their careers out, are walk-in, maybe first ballot guys. If a couple of those get in, does that change the conversation about career length going forward?
Probably. I mean, because, you know, we still went through a backlog of like about 5-6 years ago where, I mean, it was tough to even make the top 15. Okay, so that was now fixed up, and now we have, you know, more choices that can be accepted. And again, because when everybody makes a mistake of thinking, it's like, we're not saying the person's not a Hall of Famer. Because, again, it's like, is Tony Boselli a Hall of Famer? Yeah.
Right.
But the problem is he's going against 14 other Hall of Famers, and we have to say no to 10 of the 15 people that are out there. So sometimes it's a waiting game, and it's a momentum game. And some years you say, you know what? Yeah, this is it. I think compared to the guys that we're looking at, they can do that. And so it helps when you have, you know, Boselli with a short career being compared to other short careers. Because, I mean, remember, like, for example, Kurt Warner, who I think has a very good chance of making it this year. I mean, he had a career right in the middle. He was a backup in New York, a backup in Arizona, and that was held against him. But he was so good in such a period of time that it may get him over the top. But, you know, when you have competition that, you know, is comparable, it helps.
Final question. Boselli's momentum seems pretty strong. I feel like there's a chance he gets in eventually, if not this year.
You would hope so, yeah. I mean, you can see that, for example, let's say that a Joe Jacoby would make it. If Joe Jacoby would make it, and this is no knock on Joe Jacoby, it shows you that, okay, in time, Tony Boselli can make it. Because, I mean, Joe was nowhere for such a long period of time. And so enough people started pushing him. Enough people have been trying to push Mike Ken. If that push starts to work, and there's definitely a push for Tony Boselli, that gets the momentum if it doesn't happen this year. So, you know, you judge everything by how things go year to year and how the flavor of the room goes. Because, again, our mission is to get everybody in.
Right.
But we can only get five in a year.